It's here and now, and I'm going to deliver this next piece of information slowly so that I do not cause a stampede. Starting today on Hulu, you can stream all episodes of Seinfeld.
Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing.
So we go into NBC, we tell them we got an idea for a show about nothing.
Exactly.
They say, what's your show about? I say, nothing.
There you go.
I think you may have something here.
Hulu apparently does. They've cut a deal with Sony Pictures for all 180 episodes of Seinfeld. Reportedly, each one will cost $875,000, and that is a total of $160 million changing hands. It's going to be the first time the series will be available in its entirety to stream online. I'm here to talk about what this big deal means, NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, $160 million, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I think the showbiz gods figured that Seinfeld didn't have enough money in the $200 million that he got from the syndication of the show. So they figured, well, let's give him another $160 million.
Well, and why is this deal happening now? Because Seinfeld's been in reruns on broadcast TV for decades.
I know. But when Netflix debuted Friends reruns at the beginning of this year, they found a huge amount of interest amongst their subscribers in watching the shows when they want to watch them, where they want to watch them. You have a whole TV audience there that is not consuming TV in a traditional way. They're not sitting down at a pre-appointed time to watch a show. And so the Seinfeld reruns on broadcast television aren't necessarily for them. They have commercials in them. One of the things that you realize when you watch syndicated reruns is that they often will cut out a lot more of the show to fit more commercials in, or they may even speed up the running time of the show. So when you can watch the show on streaming with no commercials embedded, watch it when you want, watch it on your iPad or your phone or your desktop computer, that's a lot of flexibility that I think people want to see. And I think Hulu has made a smart bet here in going after a classic TV show that people have not really been able to watch online until now.
Are they going to have to showcase it differently, maybe, because, 1989 to 1998, Seinfeld ran, 9 seasons. Some young people now didn't see it then.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I do think that since you're in this environment where you have all this material at your disposal, you can cut it up in a lot of different ways and showcase it in a lot of different ways. Fox took all of the reruns of The Simpsons and they created a website called Simpsons World and an app that you can get where you can really see how they've picked out, you know, shows about restaurants and shows about Homer getting new jobs or shows about centered on, you know, this character or that character. Mm. So with Seinfeld, I mean, for example, there's tons of actors who appeared on the show before they were really famous. So James Spader and Jon Favreau and Courtney Cox and Terry Hatcher and, you know, all these people who have now gone on to do greater things, you know, have wonderful bit parts on Seinfeld that they could make into a marathon or they could use to build trivia questions around. So I think Hulu has a lot of material to work with that they could showcase to get people to binge watch these episodes, which is really what they want.
Well, if you just want to watch the best first, I know you've got a list there. What are some of the best episodes?
Well, my list of the best episodes, of course, has to include the Soup Nazi episode, where Jerry and George and Elaine stumble on the guy who makes the best soup in New York, and the only problem is that he is really strict about the rules for getting the soup and who he will sell to. And I think we have a clip. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I think you forgot my bread.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
So the Soup Nazi episodes you'd vote for, you have some others or some to stay away from?
Well, I have some others. Okay. So the Chinese restaurant, this was a landmark episode where three of the characters, Kramer was not among them, decided to go to a movie and they wanted to get dinner at a Chinese restaurant first. And it is an episode in real time, three people trying to get a seat at a Chinese restaurant. And the thing is, spoiler alert, they don't get it. And so the network was freaked out because nothing happens during the episode. Essentially, it is the quintessential example of a show about nothing being incredibly entertaining.
But how about the final episode? Never has there been so much disappointment, you know?
That's true. The final episode would be one that I would say just watch to enjoy the sheer awfulness of it. I covered it when it aired, and it was very disappointing. I'd also say avoid the first four episodes. Those were done as sort of a pilot project for NBC to see if they wanted to make a series out of it. And they really hadn't worked out the chemistry between the four lead actors. And those shows are really not particularly funny. And I would say avoid them unless you just want to watch them for their historical value.
Eric, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And Jeremy, I guess you're packing.
Yes, we are about to head out on the road. I want to say, by the way, Robin, you know, yes, when I was in high school, we hosted a Seinfeld day.
Of course you did.
For the last episode. I'm a huge fan. But we're heading out the door to San Antonio, where we'll be for the rest of this week. We want to thank our hosts here at Houston Public Media, News 88.7, Lisa Shumate, the general manager, Capella Tucker, our great friend, director of content, the great reporters here who provided us such great coverage, our good friend Craig Cohen, and the man who's been with us at the control board the whole time, Todd Hulslander, and our own Jill Ryan, who Woo-hoo. Produced our Houston coverage. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here Now.